Baseball is almost back, but Padres Social Hour returns right now, coming to you from the Peoria Sports Complex and Padres Spring Training.
We're back on Padres Social Hour. Joining me now, a new face in the Padres organization this week, around the organization after San Diego said goodbye to someone who'd been covering the team for 9 seasons. That's Corey Brock, and we say goodbye, but we say hello to AJ Cassavell. AJ, how's it going?
It's great. I've got some big shoes to fill, as I've been reminded by just about everyone over the past few days. Corey was nothing short of a legend, but I'm looking forward to covering the Padres.
Yeah, Corey, you may remember, for those of you who are new to following the team, was our guest host in week one of this spring training social hour. He had many appearances on the show, but yeah, a lot of people around the organization loved him. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at @followthebrocks. That'll have his explanation for what he's up to now, so you can keep up with Corey if you'd still like to. But out with the old, in with the new. Let's talk about you. A little bit of background. Give us the speed dating profile of you as the new Padres beat writer.
So I graduated from Penn State in 2011.
Unfortunate.
Yes. Well, I...
my little brother went there, so I'm allowed to make jokes.
It's March right now, so Penn State shouldn't be in the news anywhere right. when it comes to basketball. But congrats to your Orange, by the way.
Thank you.
Undeserving, but congrats.
We'll take it.
But yeah, so I attended Penn State, and I interned for the Dodgers in 2011 that summer. But then I moved down to San Diego in 2012, and I've been writing for Sports on Earth and producing for Major League Baseball and writing some stuff, some global stuff for MLB.com since then. So that's the long and short of it.
And see, when I took over for Jesse in this chair, I got a lot of questions. Why did they get a guy who, you know, wasn't in baseball right away when I had been in the past? But you have that experience coming in, so you know the sport, you know what you're doing, you're pretty much jumping into this, you know. People should be okay with your hire.
Well, I mean, baseball's always been my second favorite sport, slightly behind wiffle ball.
Okay.
Baseball's always been a love of mine, and I'm looking forward to being on a beat now.
All right, so what has been the reaction from people once they found out Corey left? Because he was very beloved among the Twitter community and the bloggers and the fan base, and now you're the new kid on the block. How's that been for you?
Well, fortunately, Corey was able to vouch for me. I don't know what he was thinking, but fortunately, he was able to vouch for me, and that alone is obviously worth a lot because he did such a great job covering the team. He was a great writer. He's a great people person. And so the reaction has been obviously sad that Corey's heading out, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that I have his endorsement, so I'm looking forward to it.
What can the fans expect from you differently from him, maybe, in your writing style or the way you cover the team, you on social media, your beer-drinking habits, maybe?
Well,
what's the tale of the tape?
I enjoy beer as much as Corey, but I may not be as much of an expert as Corey. So the beer recommendations, I will be taking them instead of giving them on Twitter. As for what I write about, I'm going to try and do a lot. Corey was great at getting inside knowledge, inside information, stuff that goes on inside the clubhouse. I'm going to strive to keep that fresh. I'm a big fan of advanced metrics and analytics, and that, especially defensively. I'm looking forward to incorporating some of that in my writing on the offensive side of the ball, too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's talk Padres. Early impressions. You've been on the beat now a few days. I'm sure you were studying and analyzing the team before it even became official that you'd be covering them full-time. What are your early thoughts?
Well, I kind of like the positivity, the upbeatness in the clubhouse so far. It's very early to tell, but I think Andy Green brings a lot to the table as a manager. We need to see him manage games first before we can make any definitive statements. And I think the offseason went really well for the club. They kind of went in a new direction. They brought in some nice pieces. I think the Kimbrel trade was smart. It was I'm of the opinion that a closer is the last piece you need. You need to get the other pieces right first, and then make sure you have a closer. So I think that was a smart deal. And I think that they're headed in the right direction.
And with a couple of weeks to go in camp, what are you most interested in seeing develop, whether it's a position battle or personalities meshing or a lineup mix and match? What are you most interested in seeing the rest of the time in Peoria?
I really like the rotation, the back end of the rotation battle, because there's a lot of different faces in the mix, and then kind of piggybacking off of that, the bullpen battle is. I mean, they're almost one and the same. There's a lot of spots available. It seems pretty wide open. It'll be interesting because there's like a guy like Drew Pomeranz or a guy like Brandon Maurer who have been in the bullpen recently. Do they get a – and they've had success in the bullpen. So the question is, how does that translate to being a starter? And I think that's something that in spring training you can kind of watch, especially they've been throwing 2 to 3 innings so far. They'll get stretched out a little bit. You'll see them the second time through the order. I'm a big believer in how you fare as a starting pitcher is how well you do the second and third times you face a hitter. So it'll be interesting to watch them. It'll be interesting to watch a guy like Colin Ray. And I think, yeah, the pitching and the bullpen spots are kind of up for grabs too.
All right. Should be exciting for all of us. And now you'll be here with us the rest of spring training to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Corey, we miss you and best of luck. But AJ, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this on Padres Social Hour.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2016 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.